This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I hope you are getting ready to enjoy a wonderful weekend. What a great 24 hours it has been. But we do have a couple things we have to get to. We're going to talk about all the degenerates in the government now. We're going to talk about, well, John Kerry. Organized crime, Republican AGs, AK-47s. Is my dad proud of me? And so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, let's dig in. And I'm not going to read the entire email again, but in case you're just now joining us, guy emails in and he says, hey, look at all the turbo freaks in the government. You have that nutball tranny dude who was stealing women's luggage. They just hired a new comms director. Is just a total gross person. The stuff he's put online, kill all the cops and all this other stuff. He's an awful person. You know, I brought up monkeypox. Remember they brought in the dude with the Satanist tattoo on his chest and leather chaps to talk to us about monkeypox. So what's happening? Is this humiliation for its own sake? Kind of, but not really. So here's the deal. There are a million examples of this, but bad hates good. Oftentimes, in a way, good does not hate bad. Does that make sense? Bad is consumed with destroying good. You cannot ever really understand politics, power, culture, any of these things unless you believe in good and evil. I'm not saying you have to have my belief system. I'm not saying that at all. You believe what you want to believe as far as God and things like that. You believe what you want to believe. I've never preached to you, not my business, not my job. But unless you believe in good and evil, it will be impossible to understand so much of what we see. The devil is a predator. He is out to destroy good at all times. There's a reason all this LGBTQ activism, how did it go in like 5 minutes from, hey, we just want to get married to be left alone to, no, let us wave our penises in your daughter's face in school. How did that happen? There's pornography now in public libraries, gay pornography. In school libraries. It was yesterday. It was like 2 minutes ago. Hey, we just want to get married. How did that happen? Well, these people are destroyers. All communists are. Of every form of Marxism there is. They are destroyers at their heart. And so they love to be in your face with what they do. There's a, and I'm talking about the activists here. I'm not talking about the people who do what they do in private, but all these activists, there's a reason they're so loud about it. They want to make you angry. They want to rub it in your face. They want to tell you, this is what I'm doing and you can't do anything about it. Evil loves to do that. Have you ever seen, I brought this woman up before, but there's video and audio I could play for. I'm not going to bother. But have you ever seen at one of these abortion loving rallies, that you'll have one of these women that says, I've had 16 abortions. You know, she probably hasn't. I guess there's a chance she has. By the looks of her, I have a hard time believing she found 16 dudes. I'm sorry, that was, you know what, that wasn't nice. Set that aside. She hasn't. So if you haven't, why would you say that? She wants to rub her evil in your face. It's part of what excites them. They like rubbing their evil in your face. Here's a good way I can describe it. Have you ever had or been a rebellious teenager at one point in time? A lot of people have had one. Maybe you were one. And there are different levels of rebellion. But you ever have or know of a rebellious teenager? Maybe dad doesn't want her dating boys, who rubs it in her dad's face. I was out with Bill tonight, Dad. That guy you hate. There are rules. There were rules that were laid down by authority. Rebellion happens. And it's not just that she wants to rebel or he wants to rebel. She wants the authority to know she's rebelling, rubbing it in your face. There's a big aspect to that, to everything these people do. Evil is very, very aggressive towards good. It has always been that way, and it always will be that way. And no, it's not an accident. Every time they hire someone at the White House, they go pluck some Satanist out of somewhere, somebody, some demented loser out of somewhere. Evil loves that crap. Absolutely loves that crap. And look, why do you think the FBI is recruiting at Pride events? Why do you think that is? Because they intend to blow up the churches in this country. The communists intend to destroy the American church. They are aggressive with the American church. Of course, you can't get half the pastors in the country to wake up and realize this. Well, I don't do the news. I just kind of want to love everybody. But the communist isn't thinking that way at all. The communist is coming for the American church. Where would you find people who would be willing to do something like that? Do you think you'd find any at a Pride event? You would. You absolutely would. Dear Maximum Shogun, AR-15 or AK-47? There are pluses and minuses to both. Your answer can be dependent on circumstances, but you can't say both. These things are heavy, and I don't think I can lug around 20 boxes that I might be moving. Yeah, you can't. They are
heavy. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Okay, I love AR-15s. I have an AR-15. Actually, I have two of them. I have two AR-15s. I have also carried in Baghdad an AK-47. When I was there, it was kind of before a lot of rules got put in, and so we could do whatever we wanted. So we'd grab some AK. Oh, yeah, Chris, we just grab them off of dead bodies, and we'd pick them up and walk around with them. Yeah, with the great. Look, there are a million people who know a lot more about guns than I do. I know a bit about a bit. An AR-15 is a more accurate weapon. It is a more accurate weapon. And the ammo, you brought up weight. Weight of ammo is a thing. It's one of the things, unless you've carried a weapon for extended periods of time, you don't appreciate the importance of weight. And not just weapons, gear. Remember how much gear, I've told you before how much gear we carried. Everyone who's been in and done any kind of significant, you've been on a long hump or something like that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's so much gear between the water and the food, and there's just so much gear, so much weight. AK-47 in general is a 7.62 weapon. It's a bigger round. Sorry, I shouldn't talk like this for people who don't know guns. It's a bigger round. It's a fatter round. It's a larger diameter round. An AR-15 is less. It shoots a 5.56. A smaller round. Sorry, I have to be careful with a smaller round. An AR-15 is lighter. An AR-15 is more accurate. And if I'm being honest, it's a superior weapon. But I adore AK-47s. I think, one, they look really cool. I'm sorry. I think they look cool. I always have. And the different variations of them, I think, look really cool. And I am a big believer in this. A heavier round. Heavier to carry, yes. But also heavier when it slams into you. Remember when Clay Martin was talking about one of the dudes he killed on the show that one night? Remember what he said? For those who don't remember, or maybe you weren't listening then, Clay Martin's this longtime Green Beret. I don't even know how many wars he's been in and people he's killed, and he's a good friend of mine. And he's been around the world and done a lot of things. He's also very frank. And he said, look, he was a sniper too. He was a Marine Corps scout sniper before he went to be a Green Beret. So he knows all about marksmanship and things like that. And he said, I prefer a heavier round. And we were having a discussion on the air about why. He said, look, you shoot a guy with an AR-15, sometimes he drops right away, sometimes he doesn't. He said, I remember the first time I shot somebody with a 7.62, he said, he went down like the fist of God hit him. I believe in that. I like that a lot. Now, all that said, if you told me I had to carry a weapon, we're heading into the mountains for a week, we're heading into the desert for a week, and I have to do a lot of carrying of the weapon along with other gear, meaning I'm humping my own sleep system, I'm humping my own stuff, I'm picking AR-15 all day, every day. If you tell me we're going on patrol, 2-3 hour patrol, get yourself some water, get yourself some ammo, you'll be back by dinner time, I'd probably pick an AK, to be honest with you. Depending on the circumstances, I'd probably pick an AK. I like a heavier round. All right, let's talk about Americans cutting back on spending. And my dad and John Kerry's evil. You know what? We'll lead with the John Kerry thing. Let's also talk about chalk. If you're going to hump any amount of weight, whether it be an AR-15, AK-47, maybe it's just your belly, you need testosterone. You need to be strong. For these times we live in now and the times that are coming, we have to be strong, focused, full of energy, logically thinking. We have to get our T levels up, fellas. T levels are historically low. 50 years of slow, steady degradation of the testosterone in American men. It's killing us in more ways than one. This is a societal problem. You can fight back against it naturally, not running down to get a needle in your arm. Natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk has the best stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. All kinds of different things, whether you're a man, woman, whatever you're looking for, old, young, whatever you're looking for, Chalk has something for you. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 50-CHALK-3000.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I almost didn't want to interrupt the Who there, and I don't even like the Who, but they do have a couple sick jams. Between that one, Baba O'Reilly, and Squeeze Box, gosh, you can really jam out to a couple Who. What, Chris? That doesn't mean I like the Who. I like a couple songs. That's Eminence Front, it's okay. That's an epic jam you just played, right? It's an epic jam. All right, let's make fun of John Kerry. I don't have time for Jewish producer Chris right now. We're too busy celebrating debate night, watching the president go down in flames, and we're too busy celebrating the Supreme Court thing today. We're not going to let Chris hold us back. Now, we talk about the GOP needing guts and needing teeth. GOP AGs in red states are going to have a unique role in all this. John Kerry was on, he was on stage with this banker, and they're discussing net zero, and they're discussing how they coerce and force banks to go into this. I brought this up before, my frustration with the banking industry in the country, how hard it is to find a bank that doesn't have an ESG page, that doesn't have a DEI page. In fact, the finance world, period. You named it, the big investment group. If it's a big bank, it's the worst industry ever. And a lot of that is because of strong arm tactics. And Republican AGs are going to need to start attacking this in major ways as if it's organized crime, because it is organized crime. Listen to this.
John Kerry got the six largest banks in America to commit to net zero. Well, the secret there is, if six banks commit to net zero, they just committed all their clients to net zero. Because the way it works is you fix your own operations, then you fix the electricity or energy you buy. And the third piece of that, called scope three, is you take care of your entire value chain. Everybody has sort of made that transition. It's huge work. I don't know if it happens by 2050, but it gives you a sense of, talk about a flywheel. That's flywheel on an industrial level.
What are they talking about there? That was a lot of heady talk. What are they talking about? They're talking about seizing choke points. You know how we talk about that all the time? That's what the communist does. The communist grabs choke points. He doesn't have to be a majority. He'll go take over the public library. He'll go be a school teacher in your red town that controls your kids. He seized the choke point. They seized a financial industry choke point because everyone needs money. People personally bank, small businesses bank, large businesses bank, governments bank. Everyone needs access to capital and finance. And they recognize that. Honestly, it's brilliant. It's brilliant how devious and horrible the communists can be at sometimes. The communists recognize that, seized that choke point, and now he uses that choke point to sway people. Chris, grab that Larry Fink audio where he says we're controlling outcomes. That's what we do. We control outcomes. I haven't played this in a while. I want to play it again. Remember, the three of the biggest choke points they have are the big finance giants that are over, honestly, most of the other things that you would consider in the world of finance. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. We're talking $20 trillion worth of control. And so how it works is, we'll get to them in a second, Chris. How it works is, if you're Larry Fink, you're the head of BlackRock. We'll just make it about BlackRock, because I'm about to play you Larry Fink, head of BlackRock. We'll make it about BlackRock. If you're BlackRock, it's not as if you're just BlackRock. You control so much capital for huge businesses underneath you. And so let's use an example. And I don't even know if this applies, but you know that big hubbub about Tractor Supply? They went full DEI, ESG, the human rights campaign, all this other crap. And then they just had a big public apology for it. And they did. They apologized, to their credit. They apologized and said, we're done with all that. We'll never do it again. Well, one of the ways that happens is Tractor Supply, which is a huge company, they work underneath other finance giants and need those finance giants. Now, why do you need finance giants? Allow me to explain. If you're Tractor Supply and you have five stores, and let's say you decide you want to expand. Most businesses try to expand. You can't really stay stagnant or you're dying. You want to expand. Well, you go and you need capital. We've identified five new locations. We've identified the grounds. So we need $50 million. You need it from BlackRock. Well, what's BlackRock say to you? Chris, play Larry Fink. This is what they say.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
And the behaviors he's talking about, he goes on and discusses it there, are, hey, why don't you have enough gay people in your boardroom? Why aren't there enough women? There are too many men here. Hey, we did a count on all the whites. There are way too many whites. Hey, you're doing business with too many oil things. We need you to get rid of all the oil and only have solar-powered tractors and things like that. And they will force you. They'll remake your boardroom and gut your company like a fish. Again, a choke point. I say that's criminal. And I say Republican AGs should go after that in the same way you go after the mobster. That's criminal. Now, it's a tall task, but it's one of those things we have to do if you want to dismantle this communist system. Look, it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be heavy.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
And after we're done with that, our backs might hurt. And that's why we need Relief Factor. Relief Factor is all natural, and it will take your pain away. Your body is trying to fight that daily pain you have. Your neck hurts, your back, whatever, muscle pain. Your body is trying to fight that inflammation. But your body needs support. Relief Factor is drug-free. It helps your body fight inflammation naturally. You take it every single day, and it builds up in your system. 3 weeks. It's usually, I mean, for me, it was two, but 3 weeks, that pain will be a memory. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and take it for 3 weeks. That's all I'm asking, 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, never order anymore. There's a reason almost everyone does. They keep ordering it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Stop living with pain. You don't have to. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So before I get back to the emails here, you know how I've been losing my hair? I talk about it. I just looked down coming back from the break, and I don't know if you're watching on the simulcast. Remember, they simulcast the radio show. You can watch me do this on the First TV. It's pretty riveting stuff. So quit. You can watch me do this on the First TV. But I'm looking down, and it's a white desk, and the mic stand is black, and I'm looking down around the mic stand, and there are a lot of little hairs here, and they look about the length of the hair that's on my head. And normally this wouldn't be a big deal, right? You just brush them off, and I probably should brush them off. I even almost leaned down and blew them off, kind of did the little hold, you know, just lean them down. It's a little blow, okay. But I'm probably never going to grow these back. I don't think, what, Chris? I don't think I can get rid of them. They're never coming back. What, Chris? No, I'm not going to go. Well, Chris asked if I'm going to go to Turkey. We've discussed it before. They have apparently incredible hair transplant stuff in Turkey. I would only ever go to Turkey for a gag, meaning I would only ever do that if I could come with like the sickest mullet you've ever seen in your life or this huge afro. How funny would it be? I'm 6'8" if I got this enormous afro like Julius Erving. What, Chris? No, here's the move. You go to Turkey. Chris said I should go vacation in Turkey and come back and wear a wig. Here's the problem with that. Everyone can tell you're wearing a wig. And fellas, it's just you and me talking, all right? Ladies can sit this one out real quick. Fellas, listen to me. That toupee, everyone knows. And it looks bad. I'm just giving it to you straight. Everyone knows it's a toupee, and it looks really bad. And I know you're thinking to yourself right now, not mine. No, it's yours too. Everyone knows. Everyone in your life is too nice to you to tell you that. But because I'm a jerk, I'm here to tell you it looks bad. You're going bald. I am too. It's okay. Just let it go. Right? Nothing lasts forever. Your hair is gone. Take it off. In reference to Turkey, Chris, the only way I'd consider it is if I went, got, like I said, the ridiculous haircut, and then didn't mention it. I wouldn't even talk about it on the air. I'd just show up and do the radio show or TV show with this huge, thick mullet all of a sudden and never address it. And we'd have people emailing in, Jesse, what's with your hair? What'd you do with your hair? And I'd just act like nothing ever happened. It would be hysterical. Jesse, what does your father say about your job/show? My dad's very proud of me. Believe it or not, my dad's very proud of me and has been. He was very, very proud of me. During the Marine Corps, he was proud of me after I ran for office. He didn't want me to do any of that crap. And look, any father, this show, the show itself, it ended up getting big, obviously. It's a big show now. And no one saw that coming. I most definitely didn't. And we screw off and we have fun and it's a pretty mature show. But it did get big. And so any father who sees his son succeed and work hard, because we did work hard. And we do work hard. We like to do it. Work hard. We do a radio show, but still, we put our heart into it. We put our thoughts into it. Yeah, he's very proud. Any father that has his son succeeding at any level, it's not about money or anything like that. You see your son. Look, I've got two sons. And I don't have specific dreams for them. I've never been that dad. I don't need them to be sports stars or doctors or lawyers like Chris probably does or anything like that. I just want them to be good family men, and I want them to work hard, and I want them to have jobs, and I don't need them to be good jobs. I'm just not a big money guy. I've never prioritized that. I want them to be able to earn a living for their family, and I don't care what that is, what that means. I don't have any specifics there at all. If you told me my son was going to be an astronaut, a plumber, a stand-up comic, or whatever you told me, if he was working hard and had a good family and was providing for them, dude, that's all I want. I think that's what a lot of dads want. I think that's probably what most dads want. And I can't speak to daughters because I don't have any, but I would think as a parent, you'd want your daughter to have something similar, whatever that life turned out. It's not a money thing for me, but yeah, he's very proud of me. Hefe, oh, you should know, though, he doesn't listen. In fact, I don't think he's ever listened to a show. He's not that nice. All right, he's not listening to the show. He's aware there is a show, but he's not listening. Hey, Hefe the Flower, that's not nice. He said he's got an offensive question. Oh, okay. I'm going to light the fuse on this question and chuck it into the fray. If an armed society is a polite society, why are blue cities war zones? I know you have the wisdom and tact to answer this quandary. Well, I don't understand why that question would be offensive. It's not offensive at all, and it's not complicated. Big cities aren't armed. Only the criminals are friggin' armed. Only the criminals are armed. That's the problem with gun laws. You know that. It's something you've known for a long time. You can't eliminate guns. You can wish every gun in the world disappeared tomorrow, and that's fine. Okay, that's fine if you wish that, but it's not realistic. It's never going to happen. The criminals will always have guns. Finding guns is incredibly easy, including illegal guns. I have a line on illegal guns, and no, I've never used it, and I'm not going to use it. We all know the dirty feds are going to kick in my door at some point in time anyway for how often I criticize the FBI. But no, I don't do illegal crap like that just as I'm not going to give them an excuse. But I look, I'm a fairly clean-cut guy. I realize I've walked in some gray areas sometimes in my life. A couple times, Chris. Not black, gray areas. Anyway, and I know a guy who can get you whatever you want. And I'm not taking advantage of that. The guns are not hard to find. The crooks are always going to find them. With every new gun law, you just disarm the decent people. And big cities aren't what I consider armed. Look, why didn't Black Lives Matter Antifa, those protests after St. George Floyd died, why didn't they ever end up leaving those cities? Look, they were burning down Minneapolis, burning down New York City, city after city after city all across the country. Why didn't they come into my neighborhood? Because you got shot. That's why. You can't do that in places where everyone has guns. You try that crap in my neighborhood, it looked like Sarajevo. I'm just going to mention this briefly because I want to do the questions, but you know how we've been talking about how people are struggling and they're not making ends meet, and it's very, very sad. It's very sad what's happening to everyone right now with inflation and whatnot. Well, but Americans have still been spending. That's why credit card debt is at a record high. That's why savings is at a record low. And we talked about how people are just trying to keep their head above water, trying to maintain their standard of living until things work out, until things even out. It's a very human nature thing to do. Inflation's bad. We don't have as much money. But hey, we go out for a family meal at Red Lobster every Friday. I don't want to start skipping that. It's a tradition. I would feel bad. Let's just put it on the credit card. Let's take a little out of the savings. We take a family vacation every year. We'll just drain our savings a little. Let's just do this to get by. Well, now we're starting to see, a report came out today, Americans are cutting back on spending now. The credit cards are maxed out. The savings accounts are empty. And now you can't keep up with, I say the Joneses, but you're the Jones. You can't keep up with yourself anymore with how you used to live. It's terrible, man. And it's terrible what these Republicans and Democrats have done to us with their spending. I friggin' hate it. Spending and printing money like it's going out of style. All right. Done for you, real estate. Speaking of inflation, like you can put all your faith in the American dollar, or maybe you could pick up some tangible assets. The finance giants, the BlackRocks of the world, they're buying hard assets. China, they're buying hard assets. In fact, governments around the world, what are they buying? Gold, silver, land, real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Land doesn't suffer from inflation. Real estate doesn't suffer from inflation. Get a hold of Done For You Real Estate and start. They will handle it all for you. They'll find you the property in the best market. They'll vet it. They'll get you the financing. They'll handle the closing. They even handle the rental process. But what you have is a hard asset. And this is for normal people. This is not for billionaires. It's not for BlackRock. BlackRock, if you're listening, don't call. Done For You Real Estate's for normal people. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. Let them help you. I love these guys. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, we have a few things I want to get to. I do want to play this, though. Oklahoma's Superintendent Ryan Walters, he's catching a bunch of garbage for what he says here. Just listen to what he says.
So we will be issuing a memo today that every school district will adhere to, which is that every teacher, every classroom in the state, we'll have a Bible in the classroom, and we'll be teaching from the Bible in the classroom to ensure that this historical understanding is there for every student in the state of Oklahoma in accordance with our academic standards and state law. The Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system, and is frankly, when we're talking about the Bible, one of the most foundational documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country.
Okay. A lot of people love that. A lot of people hate it. Let me tell you why it's wonderful. Whether you read the Bible or believe in it or whatnot, let me tell you why it's wonderful. It's wonderful for two different reasons. One is everything he just said there is 100% accurate. You can't possibly understand the foundation of this country, the foundation of Western civilization, without an understanding of Christianity. Those two go hand in hand. You cannot possibly understand it. So if you just want to teach it in history class, that's fine. Two, religion is taught in every school, every single school. We go to public school. No. You have a religion in your school. You do. Every single school has a religion. You better choose one. You better choose one that's going to be taught. And three, and this might be the most important thing, and I realize I said there are 2 points, but I came up with another one along the way. Three, this might be the best part of the whole thing. You know what effect this has? It runs dirty commies out of your state. You know how many teachers are already putting up deranged videos on TikTok? I'm not staying in this state. I can't teach under this tyranny, the fascism. I'm leaving for California. When you pass laws like this, when you pass rules like this, it gives you the benefit of purging dirty commies from your state. It's not a side benefit. It's one of the best parts about it. It's part of what happened in Florida under DeSantis. It's not that he did one good thing with his legislature. He had a list. I've seen his list. You go look at it. It's online. We're going to do this, 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 this. He was just hammering them every single day. Anti-commie law, anti-commie law, anti-commie law. And part of the reason Florida, Biden isn't even campaigning in Florida. Florida's been a critical swing state my entire life. Biden's spending no money there. He's out. It's so red, not just because Republicans moved in, but because filthy commies moved out. It has an effect of purging dirty commies from your area. You should fall in love with that. You cannot be anti-communist without doing things like this. It's a good thing, a dang good thing, a pure thing, like Pure Talk is. You know, July 4th weekend, Independence Day weekend, I should say, it's coming up. I actually say both 4th of July and Independence Day, but it's coming up. When July 4th gets here, it'll be officially the end of this promotion Pure Talk is doing with America's Warrior Partnership, where everyone who switches before July 4th, all you have to do is switch, and you get same cell phone service, and you'll pay a lot less than you're paying now, and you can keep your phone and all those things. But by switching, you are supporting veterans who are trying to come back into the world. Maybe they're buried in debt. Maybe they can't find a job. Maybe they need medical benefits. Maybe they need counseling. A lot of these guys need help. Switch to Pure Talk now. Help them. Help yourself, help your family, and help them. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's how you switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hey, playlist platoon leader. I don't know if you or Chris or Michael selects the songs for the snippets, but I think your choices are outstanding. It's me. It's all me. So many are my favorites, not the mindless crap you hear on the radio today. Yeah, we always hated, all of us here on the show, we always hated the boring radio songs. Let's get some jams going here. I should be nodding my head when we come back. Anyway, he said, if you could spend 1 hour hanging out and maybe having a couple beers with any musician or frontman, living or dead, who would it be and why? Huh. His name is Hank. I'd probably go with Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is one of those people who he had this crazy life from his wild, wild early days, all pilled out of his mind and booze. And then he ends up giving his life to Christ later on and finds a woman he loves, even though that story was kind of a little rough around the edges. But anyway, finds a woman he loves and happily ever after type story. Johnny Cash is one of those people, everyone thinks he's cool. If you're a rocker, you think he's cool. If you're in country, you think he's cool. If you're a rapper, you think Johnny Cash is cool. Everyone just knows Johnny Cash is friggin' cool. I want to know what he's like. I'll tell you. I'd be prepared to be disappointed. I generally am whenever I meet an artist of any kind. But it'd be Johnny Cash. Jesse, you think it's time we retire the old men presidents and bring in younger, more politically active or attractive candidates in the coming elections? I'm a heavy Trump supporter, but as a young citizen, I think I want to move to the next stage of presidents. His name is Kanan. I love the show, he says. I lose sleep because I listen to it every night to 11 a.m. and I'm stunting my growth due to lack of sleep, but it's worth it. Kanan, oh, he's 15 years old. Yeah, no, we need younger men leading the country. We do. You're not supposed to be led by 80-year-olds. It's not that 80-year-olds don't have value. 80-year-olds have tremendous value. But when it comes to leadership positions of a nation, you can age yourself out of being effective. Yes, we should be led by younger men, but, Kanan, it involves younger men digging in and getting involved. You've heard me complain about we show up at the polls to on election day, and all the poll workers and everyone there is 9,000 years old. And what do I say? It shouldn't be that way. Why are only the old people the ones getting involved in politics? Yeah, old people should be involved too. I'm not complaining about that. When I look at that, I think to myself, where are the young people? Where are the young people? Why don't they care? Jesse, with home prices going up and families having to move in together, maybe the family unit will get stronger. It's what we need anyway to save the country. Yes, obviously, there are always benefits when things are bad. When things go downhill, when things are rough, there are always good things you can find in that. And hard times, they will result in closer families in a variety of ways. And honestly, if you believe, as I do, the family unit is the building block of a country, then hey, maybe in the end, maybe some hard times are what we need. Not that I'm rooting for it, but looks like that's what we got. You, go enjoy your weekend. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.